So this is for the Archives of American Art.
Okay.
For their oral history project, and so I have to open my identifying statement, which is, this is Susan Morgan interviewing Peter Goulds at the L.A. Louvre Gallery in Venice, California, on the 23rd.
It is Monday, March the 24th.
March the 24th.
2008.
And this is disc one. And because this is an oral history project, we start at the very beginning. When and where were you born?
I was born in London, Islington, on October the 5th, 1948.
And what was your family like? Were your parents interested in art? Did they encourage you to be interested in art?
Oh, you're going way back. My mother was from a very entrenched, not very entrenched, but she's from a deeply rooted working class family in the East End of London. She has, to this day, lived within a mile radius of where she was born. My father was born, to a middle towards upper middle class family background, military history family, and he went to privileged schools, and so the contrast was quite considerable.
And by privileged, do you mean fee-paying schools or schools that
fee-paying schools. But regrettably for him, he lost his father when my father was 10 years old. And the 10 years that he theoretically knew his father, that father was always away on some military campaign or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt that they spent very much time together. So he developed an image of a father rather than a knowledge of a father. And so when that father died, he was cast adrift. And I think the family life changed. My grandmother hadn't worked in her life until
mm-hmm.
that time. The depression was on. And so she had to marshal the forces and do something she knew she could do, and what she could do, the one skill she had, was she knew how to run a house
mm-hmm.
with servants and things like that. So she took to buying boarding houses
mm-hmm.
in the south of England, in Hastings, which was probably not a wise thing to do during the Depression. I doubt that too many people were taking holidays
mm-hmm.
at that time. So whatever they had accrued disappeared, and it was all hands to the deck. And my father, being quite rebellious, I gather, left school, in fact, from this rather good school. He went to St. Edward's in Hastings. He left at the age of 14, and then proceeded to work in a laundry, waiting until he was 17, whereupon he could sign up to be an enlisted man in the army. Well, of course, an enlisted soldier at that time has a slightly different pathway into the military
mm-hmm.
than his family had been used to. And so it was a little bit of a foolish thing he did. Probably where my son gets a lot of his willfulness from.
It was interesting when you said it, I immediately
segued over to my son. Yeah, when Oliver was born, we took one look at him and we both said, almost involuntarily, "He reminds me just of your father," was what Liz said as she lay there. Not, "Aren't we lucky? Isn't he marvelous? Isn't he gorgeous?" Whatever else you might say about a newborn. No, he looks just like your father. Anyway, so Dad went into the laundry and then into the military. And of course, on roll call, they came to the name. And of course, they singled him out. And in singling him out, they said, "Are you related to?" "Yes, I am." "We expect great things of you." Well, of course,